Hey, and welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is 32, I think. I just looked at it a second ago and slipped my mind as to what I saw because something else caught my attention. Anyway, today's podcast does not really have anything to do with Kyusho, but it does have to do with self-defense. To me, the right to self-defense is an extremely important thing, an inalienable right, if you will. A self-evident truth, all those different things that get labeled onto these. And in today's societies, and I will say societies because it applies to much more than just one country, that right is being taken away. And, you probably noticed how imbalanced things are just generally. Now, you can be hearing this a year from my recording of it. I don't honestly see things getting better anytime soon. So the whole issue becomes much, much more important because of that. You know, an example is in Australia back in the 90s, they had a mass shooting and the government took away everybody's guns. Now, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, I would tend to believe that the mass shooting was to take away everybody's guns, because governments have proven for millennia that they are more than willing to kill their own people to get what they want. So I always question that. But if you actually, you know, look at the crime statistics in Australia before and after, it's actually worse today than it was. Even though the media will come out and they will compare how the fact there's been no more mass shootings in Australia compared to the United States since that particularly happened. But of course, one of the things that they don't talk about when they, you know, compare apples to oranges is the fact that the United States is 375 million people and Australia is 24 million people. Of course, there's going to be an enormous difference. When you take those tremendous populations and you cram them all together, you will always have more violence. Just look at Indonesia, which is, you know, another one of these approaching 300 million people countries. Right? The violence in Indonesia is just nonstop. So, you know, the statistics that the government gives you with regards to that are always bogus. They're always self-serving. And, you know, Canada has now 35 million people, but yet it never stopped it from happening there. They just don't talk about it because, you know, what are they going to do? You can't blame people for having guns when they're already illegal, even though you have illegal guns. When I lived in Canada, I could get you anything you wanted within about 72 hours. And I'm not a bad guy. I'm not the criminal element, but that's how easy it is to get it in a country where it's illegal. Okay. But that's actually not what I'm interested in talking about so much on this, is how important it has become to know exactly what your laws say with regard to self-defense. And kind of take it from there. I have seen cases in Canada where, you know, as an example, somebody breaks into comes into a store to rob, and they are armed with either a gun or a knife or whichever, and the merchant successfully defends himself and injures the criminal. And then the merchant is the one who ends up in trouble and the criminal gets a slap on the hand and is let go. And I mean, it's just not uncommon. If you look at the extreme cases of it, Carla Homolka is a great example. They cut that bitch a deal and she walked free after being involved in the most heinous crime in Canadian history with killing two women and a third who was actually her own sister, in order so that they could make sure they could convict Paul Bernardo, even though they had video evidence. right? You know, Canada's a mess. Actually, Canada's sort of the laughingstock of Europe anymore since Justin got into power with the United States. It's kind of like, what the fuck? But with Canada, people just laugh. They ask questions like, when is Justin going to get out of his diapers? But we have to be vigilant, and we have to realize and talk about the fact, especially if you're a teacher with students, that as these laws change, and they are changing, you have to keep abreast as to what is going on in order to assure your own freedom. Now, there's reasons for it, and the reason is, as the world turns to the left, now, as I've stated many people, I am slightly right of center. I believe in the center line. Both sides of the argument have some good points. Mine are slightly to the right, and that's because I'm a business person. If I was a union worker, and I was at one point in time, they were slightly to the left. But we aren't slightly to anything anymore. We are far extremes. And as the government's role grows, and they wish to protect you, you will always lose your rights. The minute the government puts themselves into a position where they need to protect you, then they take away your freedoms in order to do so, all in the name of protection. My only question, of course, is who's going to protect me against the government? I'm going to leave you in this podcast with a story that was told to me by Keith Hafner. And it was about the settlement of the colonies in the United States. You mean there were? I mean, the Christopher Columbus stuff is mostly just an American pack of lies, and everybody knows that by now. Christopher Columbus was one of the most evil and ruthless people that ever existed, and he did not discover America. He got lost, and the Vikings had been there before him anyway. They found a Viking ship in Chicago, but how it happened? I mean, at the original settlements, what political entity you had going at that particular point in time was anarchy. Now, they like to pretend that anarchy is a bad thing. It's kind of like a lot of the other terms that they throw around loosely today, like Nazi, and then they try to say that a Nazi is a right winger, but Nazi is not a right winger, it's a National Socialist Party, and Adolf Hitler was about as left wing as you could possibly be, except for the politically correct part. Well, they're clueless, but so anarchy exists in the United States, and what would happen was these organized crime families would come in and they would loot the villages and take things from them, whether they be food or animals or whatever. And then another group would come in and they would begin to do the same thing, right? Now, eventually, it got to the point where, you know, these people, they were getting attacked in their villages nonstop by the different factions that were doing it. And the larger of the organized crime factions came to them, and they said, well, listen, if you give us this and you guarantee us this, we'll protect you from the others. And that was how the first government was formed in the United States. Right? Now, they like to be lofty about it and talk about, you know, the American Revolution and the battle against the British and all this, but all it was excuses for war. That always is. Right? But that is how the government is organized crime everywhere. It doesn't matter what country you live in. It makes no difference. Government is organized crime, and the population is a victim, and the government pretends that you have rights to make you happy and keep you compliant. Now, am I calling for anarchy? I don't know. Certainly not. I'm a capitalist. Right? And as I said, my views are right of center, but the truth is the truth. And the truth is you're losing rights, and the most important one right now that you're losing, aside from free speech, but very few people actually have free speech. Canada's never had free speech. They just haven't bothered with you if you said the wrong thing until recently. But you've got to know what your right is with self-defense, and you've got to keep up on that right, and you've got to make people understand what their right is. and protect yourself, because nobody else is going to. Now, obviously, I believe, no, I don't believe, I know for a fact that Kyusho enhances the physical end of that, and that ability, but there are other mental aspects that we all have to get our minds around in this rather bizarre, fucked up, changing world that we got going. Which reminds me, most of you will see this after it started, but in the new year, 2018, we're going to be doing a new live stream on Twitch TV. And it's a part, it's a publication of Kyusho Jitsu World, but off in a different direction, not focused on Kyusho, even though our live stream never was really focused on Kyusho. But it will be called the Politically Incorrect Martial Artist, and that is me. I've always been very politically incorrect. However, I mean, I've never said anything to deliberately do harm to anyone. However, if the truth hurts, life's a bitch and then you die, right? I don't concern myself with hurt feelings. I never have. I try to be kind, but, you know, in today's day and age of people bleeding all over the place over the most ridiculous things, I've got no interest in curbing my tongue to make them happy. They don't have to listen to me. And I have no issue with anybody who doesn't want to listen to me, but in our industry, in our world, our protection, each and every one of us, is of primary importance. Nothing comes before your family and your ability to protect them. I consider myself here in Romania to be a recluse. However, my voice is still there. I object greatly to everything that is going on in my country of birth. Everything. I can't think of one thing there that is going on that I approve of, which is one of the reasons I'm more than happy to pack up and leave, because where the population is there, it is pointless to try to even discuss it. Because everybody go, well, you know, they have a good point. No, they don't have a point. They're lying. I said I was going to conclude a little while ago, but I shall conclude now. Love to hear your feedback in the comment section, or you can email me, right? master@kyushojitsu.ca. And hopefully you'll come and join us on Twitch TV in the new year for that show. We're going to have some great discussions on there about all sorts of different things. Anyways, that is all for now. You guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Ciao.